Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Ah, to the strains of the theme from the Old Gray Whistle Test, 1971 to 1988. BBC Two out of the Shepherd's Bush Studios in London. Greatest music show ever. Ready, Steady, Go would probably be second on that list. Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five actually owns all the rights to that. Just saying. How you doing, kids? Actually, this song itself, it's actually called The Stone Fox Run by a band called Area Code 615. Anybody? Bueller? Man, Nashville. It is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Along with my personal chauffeur and fashion consultant, the great Cappy, who's getting situated right now. Relax, he's here, or I'm sorry, he's here. Get your chair. Your fashion saved a life? Okay, we have to find out about that. Your fashion says that your team, but I'm waiting to get situated here, but your team has been, I think, mathematically eliminated. Your Thunderbolt and Lightning are gone bye-bye, are they not? Take the headphones off there before you say it. Oh, what? All right, now you know. Your Thunderbolt and Lightning are gone, aren't they? I mean, officially. Are they officially dead? Yes or no? Don't forget.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm just saying.
How about my Tampa Bay Bucks, though, huh?
Yeah, I hate what this phrase is saying, but if the season ended today, they would be in the postseason.
No, I went to all the games in the second season.
So we're going to have to talk to Mancini about this. How's that? Better? Oh, wait. I didn't plug him in. No one. Wait a minute. This may hurt. How's that? Better?
Ta-da.
Now you can hear. We're going to be talking. We'll talk to Mancini, who's all about his Redskins. We'll talk to that. That'll be on Monday. But coming up next, boys and girls, this man is our NFL expert. I don't know if he's an expert so much. He was the one dumb enough to answer the phone when we were looking for somebody to come on the show.
He's our Raider expert.
Yeah, and boy, you know what? I got news to say. The Bills look good, and the Raiders look good. The Niners, I mean, wait. Hold on. We'll talk about that. My Ravens, boy, they brought out the big guns. And how about my Temple Owls taking care of Navy? Hoorah! We'll get to all that when we come back.
You're lucky I hate officers.
1-800-878-7.
That's right. If they were enlisted men, I'd be mad right now.
1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Well, we look pretty lousy, don't we?
Well, for college players that have been out of training for 7 or 8 years, yeah, you look pretty lousy.
I'm sorry, I just, you know, I'm not a huge Springsteen guy. I really like him. I've seen him. I dated a girl who worships the ground he walked on in Freehold, New Jersey, but this is a great song. Agreed, Gabby? Popcorn Man?
Yep. But like I said, I cringed when he was at the Super Bowl.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. And the reason, this is just a namesake thing, basically. Bruce. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Coming to you from the professional football mecca of the universe, San Francisco, California. And now joining us, boys and girls, he is our NFL expert. I don't know if he's an expert so much, but you know, he answered the phone. He's been coming on. He's actually been doing a better than average job. He's getting better every week, more than we can say.
Right. Otherwise, we'd be playing Don't Bring Me Down, Bruce, by ELO.
Yeah, we can do that. Sure. Coming to you from the People's Republic of Berkeley, California, the great Bruce Kessinger joins us here on Sports Overnight. Bruce, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine, and I don't like that ELO song.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
You should sing it. Don't Bring Me Down, Cabby.
Your comedy moment for the day was the 49er snow angel in the end zone after he steps out on the 30 when they would have been a first and goal on the block punt and getting it sent back 18 yards where they had to settle for a field goal.
Yes,
but what a field goal it was.
And, but you know, Phil Dawson was the offense in the cold because he played in Cleveland before he got there.
Yeah, and that's, boy, there's an oxymoron playing in Cleveland. Bruce Kessinger, our NFL expert, joins us here on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Lots of things to cover. The first and foremost that I would like to cover is the fact that, look, Miami is not a defensive stalwart, but, man, Joe Flacco looked like God Almighty. And I know I'm a Raven fan, and I'm not saying this because, man, did he look good against the Miami Dolphins. If you don't know, they just absolutely smoked them.
Well, they got him quick, 14-0 right
24-0 at halftime. But, yeah, you know, Miami was starting to look pretty well. Of course, they played the Niners. How bad could you look on that? You know, of course you're going to look good. But, man, is this an aberration, or is this just one of those things, Baltimore caught Miami in a bad day? What do you think, Bruce?
Well, I think that Ryan Tannehill was bad, period. And
see, I always kind of liked him. I didn't say I'd want him starting a game for me if my life depended on it, but I always kind of liked him. You know what I mean?
And they were the wild card team until yesterday.
Until Sunday, yeah.
Flacco did look quite imperious.
You have to know your audience. You know,
right.
The unemployable alcoholics in their mother's basements, they don't want to have to Google that word.
Anytime the listener has to swirl their eyeballs, and
the other half, it's impossible to type with a straitjacket on. You know,
that's good. The Baltimore defense is good enough that if you hold off another team or they implode on themselves, that Flacco can actually destroy you.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, they are number one right now, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, Flacco, 381, 4 TDs, 1 interception. I mean, Tannehill didn't have that. Yeah, he was terrible. my Ravens, 38-6 over the Dolphins, and that 6 was just a, oh, by the way, we're going to let you have these points. The one thing that just absolutely blew me away is Matt Barkley, he won his first NFL start for the Bears. I wrote this down. Hold on here. The first half of the Bears-Chicago game, and how cool is it to see actual snow on the field and people getting dirty? In the first quarter of the Niners-Bear game at Soldier Field in Chicago, there were no completed passes in the first quarter. That hasn't happened since November of 88. The Jets in New England did it. And the Niners had 6 net passing yards.
Brady,
6.
Is that old?
6. That's just – No, that's just 3. That's 3 yards. That's 3 feet further than a free throw. They had more penalties than they had passing yards. Think about that. They had 11 penalties, 6 passing yards.
I want to ask you something to both of you. Now this is the. I had a guy. Bruce knows who he is. He's a fellow cab driver. Went to the enemy, the Luxor, and he tells me today that he goes, Kaepernick has 6 or 7 teams clamoring for him. They're going to give him a great contract and like 4. And I just can't see that. Maybe one team gives him a year.
You know, there's a couple of teams that actually literally have no quarterback. Back me up on group.
Right, but is Kaepernick your solution?
When you have literally no quarterback, I mean, he can – I mean –
Well, this guy said it was like breaking news, and I just. Here's the thing.
If you get him to a certain team and hire a good QB coach or a good offensive coordinator, it can't be worse than some of the things that are going on. I mean, for example, Cleveland has no quarterback, none, zero, nobody to take snaps as a quarterback.
Well, he plays for Philly.
You know, huh?
Wentz.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely nobody there. Jacksonville, I don't even know who the hell their quarterback is. And there are a couple of quarterbacks that are getting a slightly long in the tooth, so to speak. And, you know, maybe it's – I mean, what do you think?
Well, I mean, isn't clammy short for clamoring? I can see – I was always thinking – I've been thinking more about where Romo was going to go. So now let me reverse my thing to where Kaepernick goes.
You know,
Kaepernick doesn't start anywhere else, really. Does he?
Yeah, see,
Let me think about that for a second.
I got a Romo one though.
No one.
I think he's a good backup for the next. He could stay. He could add 2-3 years to his career if he stays a backup.
Here's a newsflash for you: he doesn't need the money.
I think New York Jets.
Why would you go to a situation that's hopeless? Why, you know, I mean, what? Denver would be the situation for him.
For who, Tony?
For Romo. Yeah, they got a good offensive line.
I can see that. Why
and,
not?
And, you know, he's, I mean, and the thing is, he's been such a good soldier. I cannot see Jerry. And Jerry Jones loves him. Jerry Jones would cry.
I know.
You know, much like the Niners did the right thing when they traded Alex Smith, they traded him to a team where he can do something. You know, if they had traded him to Jacksonville or if they had traded him to, Cleveland or something, that would have been like, you know, just horrid. But they did.
Jerry Jones has more of a heart than the New England ownership.
Well, no, but I could see that if Jones is going to trade him, they will, and he's the GM. They'd send him somewhere where he can function. Now, I don't think they would send him to anywhere in his division.
I'd say the Jets.
Yeah, but the Jets, J-E-T-S stands for just end the season. You know what I mean? But I'm saying, why would they trade him to a situation that's absolutely hopeless? They're 3-8. Why not send him to Denver? You know,
I don't know that the Jets are hopeless with him next year. Now, yes, but I mean, the receivers.
They're the Jets. They're the Jets. The Jets. I'm telling you right now, the Jets
regrouping.
I don't believe this stuff normally, but I swear to God, somebody sold their soul to the devil to have them beat the Colts in Super Bowl III. And by the way, Super Bowl III was the only Super Bowl where Chuck Knoll was on the losing side as a coach or a player. He was the defensive coordinator for the Colts in Super Bowl III. Most people don't know that.
Also, Joe Namath.
Do you know who the defensive coordinator for the Jets was in Super Bowl III?
Okay, well, see, the coach was Weeb Ewbank. The defensive coordinator was Ted Marcirota.
Buddy Ryan.
Ta-da.
Whoa.
Before he went to take over for the Purple People. Yeah, see that? Here's the funny thing about Super Bowl III. Joe Namath was the MVP of that Super Bowl. He did not throw a touchdown pass, and he did not even throw a pass in the fourth quarter, and yet he was the MVP.
Good clock management.
Some guys have it all.
And the last AFL player to appear in a Super Bowl appeared in Super Bowl III. Jim Black Shoes Turner, the field goal kicker for the Jets, was the kicker for the Broncos in Super Bowl XII.
Oh.
You know, that was an interesting trade when he went to the Broncos, because he was sort of the last of the straight-on kickers, and they traded him straight up for Bobby Howfield, who, when he was in Denver, he looked like he was hitting him over 50. You thought he was going to be great.
Mark Moseley was the last straight-ahead kicker to kick in a Super Bowl.
I remember Mark Moseley with the Redskins.
Very good.
But Bobby Howfield, that would be sort of pan out in your Jet theory. He donned the uniform and he never was any good, but he was great in Denver, and they traded Jim Turner, which I thought was idiotic at the time, but I was wrong.
You see, now here's the other thing about that Super Bowl. Hall of Famer Don Maynard, he led the AFL in receptions, not yards. I think Bambi led the but he only had one pass even thrown to him, and that was on the first play, and it was a long pass. He had a blown out hamstring, and he was basically useless. They used him as a decoy for the whole entire game. And George Sauer was the other guy. He caught all kinds of passes in that game, and of course, handing the ball to Emerson Boozer. Don Maynard was basically used as a decoy. In that, and by the way, Don Maynard, answer to a good trivia question. He was the guy who caught caught the kickoff of the first ever overtime game, in that 58 game. He was on the Giants. He was the return man for the Giants in that game.
Wow!
I need to get a date. I really, really do. Hey, listen, we're gonna go to a break. When we come back, we're gonna talk actual football. You think you can handle that?
Yeah, yes, I can.
Well, okay, you're doing better than
those Raiders.
Those Raiders. We want to talk about them. And I also want to talk, we'll talk about it when we come back. I do want to talk about the Raiders. But anyway, we come back. Bruce Kessinger, our NFL expert, we will be chit-chatting some more with him. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The 2012 U.S. Census Bureau. College grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Bob Clips, your incredible nincompoop is the end of the quarter.
I play this, Cabby, because when I woke up on Sunday morning, I forgot one of the Encore channels, Easy Rider was on. This was the song that was playing during the opening credits. Dennis Hopper. Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, Luke Askew, Dennis Hopper, Peter Fonda.
You know, I always see the name Luke Askew, but I cannot picture what he looks like.
Well, he was the guy who played Mr. Honeycutt, the deadpan, taciturn guard in Cool Hand Luke.
Oh.
You run again, we're going to shoot you.
Yeah, no, I always see him in the
Gunshot. You know, the funny thing, he was, in real life, a stoner hippie, but he played a real guard. Yep. Now, let's see how good Kessinger is here. We bring back Bruce Kessinger, our NFL expert here on Sports Overnight America. Of course, this is John Kay, an East German defector, by the way.
Ooh.
And Steppenwolf doing The Pusher. Who wrote this song?
I'll go with John Kay. He was born in East Prussia, by the way.
East Prussia, but he lived in. This was written by Hoyt Axton. I knew that, damn it.
I did know that.
Okay,
I should.
Okay, for those of you who are like absolute, will want to contract diabetes. I'm going to play the first few bars of this song, okay? Just hear it. Okay, you know what this is, right, Bruce?
It's Don't You Remember? You
Superstar
me,
by the Carpenters.
Carpenter.
Who wrote? Carpenters. When I tell you who wrote this song, you're going to have to go stick your head in a blender. Bonnie Bramlett, Leon Russell wrote this song. Bonnie Bramlett from Delaney and Bonnie. And Leon Russell, who just passed away recently.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And Phil Spector, by the way, was also in Easy Rider.
That's right, he was. Convicted murderer, Phil Spector.
Yeah. Bad haircut.
You know what, Lana Clarkson was a hottie too. Oh, but look, wait, Bruce, your ride just pulled up.
he lives in Oakland. Yeah,
that's right. You heard the background.
Yeah, your ride just pulled up. Yeah. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Talking a little NFL with our NFL expert, the great. And I do, when I say great, I do mean the great, Bruce Kessinger. And Bruce, I just have to do this just for you. It is the greatness of
the Raiders.
really good, and I mean a really good ball game in the Biggity Biggity on Sunday.
Yes.
I mean, it was a real – the Buffalo Bills are heading in the right direction.
Certainly.
They were.
That's a running game that's as good as anything.
And by the way, Rex Ryan
– that's why the Jets aren't doing that good.
Rex Ryan and Jack Del Rio, the opposing head coaches today, were both on the coaching staff of the 2000 Baltimore Ravens that won a Super Bowl.
They were.
Ooh. And
yes,
Del Rio.
Yeah. One was the defensive coordinator. And the other was the linebackers coach. When I'm saying,
didn't Del Rio take Jacksonville to like the semifinals?
Took them to the AFC title game.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that was.
How do you do that?
Wasn't that the year that they beat like Denver? They were like a 22,000 point underdog in '97 or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, when Mark Brunell was there and Tom, what's his name, Coughlin.
Tom Coughlin. That's right. The great Bruce Kessinger joined us. Okay, I watched this Raiders Bills game from beginning to end because I couldn't find the remote. David Carr is walking around like Spartacus. He is walking around like he's like this seasoned vet who's been around. And I got news that this kid is, if the Raiders somehow find a way to screw it up and let him get out of their grasp, they should be shot.
That's not going to happen. I mean, they're already talking about clearing the decks financially for both him and Mac to be signed. That's all over the news.
And whatever you do, and I don't care if he is in a wheelchair or in an iron lung, you have to keep Michael Crabtree somewhere on that roster just to keep Carr calm. Because he, I'm gonna say, he is like Wes Welker, and it was to Brady. And you can make arguments for other receivers too, for other quarterbacks. But I mean, you want to talk about? I mean, as long as Michael Crabtree is on the field, Derek Carr is calm. I mean, it's like, I know if the world ends, just look for number 15. Whether he catches it or not is not the point. But you know he feels better having him on the field. You can just – what's his name? Who's the tight end for the tight end for when during the Cowboys days?
Pettis Norman, Jay Saldi.
No, after that.
Yeah.
What's his name? When I can't remember. During the Jerry the Jimmy Johnson era, what the hell was his name?
I got Joe Dupree, and it's not.
No, I believe Joe Dupree. It was not Jason Witten. It was I can't remember the tight end.
He's
a
great tight end.
Yeah, but he was a tight end for the Cowboys back during that era. I mean, it didn't matter who was quarterbacking. As long as he was on the field, you knew everything was going to be okay with the offense.
And I was going to say something about drop passes, but you already said whether he holds on to it or not. Okay, so I won't say anything.
How about New England?
That's what I was going to – now, here's the thing I'm making a point about the New England Patriots and the Oakland Raiders. Right now, as the season ended, they have the first week bye. In Rhodesia, where they have the Mountain Gorillas, there's a Silverback. And the Silverback is the New England Patriots, basically. And the Silverback basically hangs out, and he watches the adolescent males go at each other. And they don't hurt each other. They just have like these strength competitions to go and see who's going to take on the Silverback for the head of the family once all is said and done. And the Silverback, he's been around. He knows whether or not, I can take this or make it an even match and do this. Or just walk away and realize, I'm out of my league. If you're the New England Patriots and you're the Silverback right now and you're looking over 3,000 miles away at the Biggity Biggity, what are you thinking right now?
They seem to be sort of robotic. I don't think they think about anything else, really. Because Belichick has them on such an even keel. It's just like, I think that they're thinking, I think we have a great chance against them. I don't think that they think that. I think they're just sort of, we just brush them aside like everybody else who's come at us.
Now is Gronkowski really hurt?
Yeah, I think Gronkowski is.
Is he out for the season? Or?
Yes, he is, but I mean, it's not like Martellus Bennett is that bad. I mean, they pick up players here and there.
No, but
they make up for losses.
Yeah, but they don't have a running game that much,
Yeah, but they didn't have one with Kevin Falk, but it's like Belichick knows how to use people at the right time. I mean, Ridley, all of those guys. It's like all of a sudden they break off one here and there. It's how they're used. And, their running backs have been interchangeable. In fact, I'd say LeGarrette Blount has been the best out of all those guys they've had during his whole Super Bowl run.
Yeah, he rushed for 18 attempts, 88 yards, and a TD in the Pats' 26-10 win over the Rams.
So how about
I think that's more of a drubbing. than a win, even. That was just like Jared Goff.
No, for ready. for the Rams, I mean, how many times did they score 10 points this year? I see, like,
they're, you know what? They've got to get the new quarterback.
Check,
yeah,
the, check this
that's
one
That's all going to change.
The San Francisco 49ers are now 1-11. They've lost 11 straight.
Yeah.
They have given up in their 12 games, they have given up 100 yards in 10 of them. That's not good.
No.
Just saying. Anyway, please continue with your
analysis. Speaking of ex-Niners, do you think Alden Smith, like if he could somehow get on the Raiders like the last few weeks, I mean, come in fresh, you know, unbeaten
up? No, that's very good. That's another one-up for the Raiders.
Could you see the league, like instead of like making them not play the whole year, maybe like bring them back just because it would make that game that much better?
Well, also, you know, the Raiders are getting him on the cheap.
Right. Well, I also, like, when a player comes in after being out the whole season, you know, everybody else is pretty much, you know, through the trenches, and he's going to have fresh legs, you know.
Well, yeah, no, he's somebody to bring off the bench. I don't say you start him immediately unless it's against a lousy team. And they're not going to do that because they got their three next games are against the AFC West opponents on the road.
You know, here's the thing about if the Pats and the Raiders get together. I'm not saying it has to be, but if the game's in New England, you know, I mean, Brady, he's played in New England weather. I don't care if it's snowing or not. It's not going to be 55 degrees and sunny. And, you know, it's probably going to be a night game. I'm interested to see how Derek Carr would do, you know, when the temperature gets a little chilly out. You know, I'm not, you know.
Aren't they the favorite right now? I mean, the
But I'm just saying if. Yeah. I'm just saying if. And, no, the Pats are actually technically the one seed for some bizarre reason.
No, but they lost to Buffalo. The Raiders are undefeated in the division. My point is this.
It would be much better for them to play. Well, of course, at home field either way. It doesn't matter the weather. But still, I would like to see how Derek Carr. Hey, listen, we only got 45 seconds left. Quickly.
Cabby.
Huh? Cabby, quick.
The Raiders were not undefeated. We lost to KC. Go ahead.
That's right. Let's see that. There you go.
Boom, pal.
Mr. Kessinger, we'll be speaking to you on Thursday.
Oh, man. We have to win this. But it does bring back memories of Mike Livingston and Buck Buchanan and Jim Lynch and Jim Marcellus and all those evil people.
By the way, Sebastian Janikowski, if he doesn't get into a Hall of Fame, it's rigged. Thank you very much, Bruce.
Our last game was... Oh.
The great Bruce Kessinger. He's our NFL expert.
No, me and him went to the last game.
He and
New
I.
England.
Is probably
Bruce
was,
and I.
Can
I say Bruce and I?
Yeah, Bruce and I is fine.
Okay, Bruce and I went to the last New England game. Scott Campbell threw a pick right into the hands of the New England.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Our thanks to the great Bruce Kessinger.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I didn't smoke dope with the president. He smoked with me.
Billy Lee and I were going to, his birthday's coming up. He's going to be 70.
I think that's why he lost the election.
Yeah. What, did he get? No.
Yeah, he got high with the president.
Yeah, did you ever hear the whole story behind that?
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't. No,
well,
you didn't.
I've known a lot.
No, well, no, you haven't. You don't even know which president he's talking about.
Oh, Bush.
Do you know which Bush?
Yeah, the second one.
Okay. Do you know? You don't know the story. Oh, yeah. First, let me tell everyone: John Stewart from San Diego, not the Comedy Central John Stewart, but from the Kingston Trio John Stewart. This is him with Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. 1978. Canaan, by the way, is a road. Canaan Road. It's on the 405, I think. It's an exit off the 405.
Well, that's L.A., right?
Yeah, that's what they say. Canaan. That's what they're talking about. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. So, you heard the little clip, and I'm going to play it again for you. He actually said this when Townsend was the host, and I was the second banana. Bill was in studio for like 2 hours. You know, we were half lit. No, we weren't completely lit.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the politics, and he said something about George W. Bush, and of course, Bill just cuts right in.
I didn't smoke dope with the president.
All right.
He smoked with me.
So, the story goes, this was at the Museum of Natural Sciences in Boston, and I forgot who the... Who it was? It was a political junket fundraiser for somebody. I don't remember who it was, but George Senior, who he was at the time, he was the head of the CIA. This is pre-VP, and
right.
You know, and W was quote unquote going to Harvard. You know, getting old money, getting his grades because he's not bright enough to even spell Harvard. So. You know, Bill's in there and just hanging around, and he decides he's going to go lamp one up behind a stegosaurus or something like that, right? And he knows that's Bush's son. He goes, "Hey, come on!" So he goes back there and he lamps up a twisty. That's how we say smoke a joint here in San Francisco. And and years later, Bill brought it up, and Ari Fleischer, the spokesperson for him, goes, "That never happened because we know what kind of guy Bill Lee is." And Bill's like, "Oh, okay." That is a true story, by the way. And here's the other, the point was this: Bill's birthday is coming up on the 28th. He's going to be 70. He's still throwing balls, but he's never been to Nepenthe down in Big Sur. And he's been to Big Sur, obviously, but so I'm taking him there. I got a Life magazine from the month he was born, December of 46.
Oh,
and I got framed and everything. Anyway, but. The thing is, when you get to know people, and Bill was first my childhood idol, and then we became friends, and now we're really good friends. And, I've gotten hammered at his place and woke up on his garage roof, and he's been woken up in my courtyard. But you hear the true story about certain people that you have. I always loved a certain ball player that was on that Red Sox team. And Bill told me what he was really like. And now if I ever met him, I'd kick him right in the balls.
Oh.
You know? There's certain people that are like that, and Yaz. I mean, Yaz, he's a bulldog of a person. Loved him as a teammate, but Bill said he had he had the personality of a dead cod floating down the Connecticut River.
Takes it way too serious.
Yaz, oh well, he had one of the greatest lines ever about baseball. He says, "I think about baseball when I wake up. I think about baseball all day. I think about baseball when I go to bed. The only time I don't think about baseball is when I'm playing it, which is exactly what it's supposed to be." But, I mean, he was a – and Yaz wasn't much bigger than I am. And you think about, you know, how hard and hard he can hit. Oh, he was a hell of a ball player. Yeah.
That, you know, that's the great thing about baseball is, like, a smaller size does not inhibit your talent.
Freddie Patek.
Because you got a smaller strike zone.
Freddie Patek, 5'4". He played on the Royals, Pittsburgh, and then the Royals. He was their shortstop in 76 through 78 when they played against the Yankees in those great ALCSs. In 1980, he hit 3 home runs in a game at Fenway. He's 5'4". My mother was 5'4".
There's no strike zone. You either
It wasn't that. No, those pitchers can. Unless your strike zone's 3 inches, they can. Yeah. You know.
Well, the other one too is Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett was 5'8", 5'9". Hell, Hack Wilson, the man who still holds the record for the most RBIs in a season with 196. Hack Wilson was only 5'6". He had 56 home runs, drove in 196 RBIs. He was 5'6".
Right, and these guys would not even exist in, like, basketball or, you know, they'd be way too small for hockey. I mean, there's a couple of exceptions.
Hockey sometimes, you don't necessarily have to be tall to be a good, because there's a lot of good hockey players that are stout, I guess would be the way you would say they're built.
Right, and there's a lot of good running backs that are short because they're hard to tackle because they're low to the ground.
But they don't last as long. Right. Not so much short, but, I mean, like Earl Campbell was my height, but he outweighed me by about 65, 70 pounds. You know, Robert Newhouse was only 5'8", maybe 5'9", but he was also 5'9" wide. You know, I mean, but you take someone like, Derek Sproles. The fact that Darren Sproles' career has lasted this long because he's as small as he is.
That is amazing. Right?
That is amazing because there have been other small ball players that, yeah, they have a year or two, but then you get hit often enough by someone, that's 6'2", 220 and can run as fast as you can. And you're 5'8", 185 pounds. Sooner or later, eventually, it's going to take its toll.
Sure, and you're not really a pounding back like a guy that hits the line.
You're not up the middle.
Flat passes.
You're not an up the middle guy.
Right. You know? No, I think that helped. You know, like I said, Sproles has that quick breakaway speed at the last second.
Right, but he's also tough as nails. I saw Ray Lewis hit him towards a couple of years ago. The Chargers were hosting Baltimore, and it was towards the end of the season, and Sproles went up the middle on a draw play, like a couple seconds left, down in the Baltimore 4 or 5 yards, and Ray Lewis hit him, and I thought he broke him in two. And Sproles got up and walked away.
No, my favorite. I thought it was Sproles, but it was the other guy, the smaller guy from the Chargers.
Danny Tomlinson?
No, right after that, the small guy. Oh, Danny Royal. And the Royale, and he stiffed-armed Richard Sherman. Yeah. And he stiffed-armed him so hard. Hair went out like in a perfect symmetrical circle.
The funniest thing I can ever remember, you're old enough to remember this too. The tallest wide receiver in NFL history was Harold Carmichael for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah,
he's 6'8", and he's a hell of a ball player too. Right. Wasn't just his. But every time they played the Washington Redskins, it always seemed like Pat Fisher was always the cornerback that was guarding, that was face up against Harold Carmichael. Pat Fisher was 5'8", maybe 5'9", at best. And he was going up against Carmichael, and he used to guard Carmichael. You would think, whether it be Roman Gabriel,
he'd have trouble, right?
You think it would be Roman Gabriel or Jaworski or whoever quarterbacked in between those two. Just, okay, there's a 6'8" guy. This guy's 5'8". You know, just lob it up. But, man, Fisher was tough, too.
You said Jaworski, right? Yep.
Yeah, Jaworski was with him, with Carmichael in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I can't remember the one before.
What, the quarterback before Jaworski?
Well, Philly, yeah.
Well, Roman Gabriel.
But I think Gabriel came off the Rams, but how many years was he with Philly?
He was with Philly. That's a good question. But I saw Roman Gabriel play with the Eagles.
Would you put Randy Moss in that, like, just because he's taller?
He's like 6'4", but I'm talking about, we're talking like
right.
But
basketball.
But you're talking about a foot difference in height. Right.
And you just do these little lob passes.
Yeah, that's all. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see here. Hold on. I saw Roman Gabriel play for the Eagles at Veterans Stadium against the Cowboys in 1972, the year the Cowboys, it was the year after they won the Super Bowl. So it was the year of Miami's big year. And Gabriel was the quarterback. Tom Dempsey was the Eagles' field goal kicker, too. I can remember that.
Oh, there you go. When he kicked a 63-yarder, he was on the Saints then.
Yeah, it was the Saints, 1970, on grass, in the mud, below sea level.
Club foot.
Yep, Joe Scarpetti was the holder, the defensive back. All right, here we go, Roman Gabriel. Let's see, he's from Wilmington, by the way.
Oh, I was a Rams fan back then.
He was with the Eagles from 73 through, to all those Wikipedia readers. Yes, I know. Okay, yes. Fine, close you on. He was with the Eagles. He went to North Carolina State. I didn't know that. From 73 to 77, Jaworski joined them in 78. So, yeah, it was, yeah. Okay.
There's no gap in there.
No. He led the league in passing yards in 73 for the Eagles? Get the hell out of here.
Anything with the Rams? The last time I remember the Rams, well, let's see. 2-12
okay.
or something.
He was a four-time,
like that, yeah.
Okay, he was a touchdown leader in 69 with the Rams, 73 with the Eagles. He was the NFL most valuable player in 69 with the Rams. I didn't know.
Does it give the records?
As a player? Oh, well, no. So it gives. Yeah. Yep. He's completed 52.6%.
That's not that great, huh?
Yeah, no.
Well, I guess in the old days.
201 touchdowns, 149 interceptions, which is better than Stabler, who was actually
Philip Rivers.
Yeah, no, Stabler had more interceptions than touchdowns. Almost just under 30,000 yards total passing. That's a lot. And his quarterback rating was 74.3, which means absolutely nothing. So.
And he went up against what? The Brody Niners. John Brody Niners.
Yeah. It's just, but he always had to go up against the
Vikings. I did not realize. I know Gabriel left the Rams, and then what? Ferragamo took over, but Ferragamo was 77.
No. It's after it was Hadle. John Hadle, and then Jim.
You're right.
Then Jim Harris. John. Yeah, it was
named James Harris.
James Harris.
Yeah.
Right, and then Hayden came in, and then he got hurt in the 79 season.
Well, he's a scholar.
He got hurt in the 79 season. That's why Ferragamo took over for him, and they went to the Super Bowl.
Speaking of Hayden, how do you think of him as a GM?
Who is he the GM of?
I thought he was the Rams.
I don't know.
Or USC now.
No, he's not.
Athletic director.
He was fired. Lynn Swann's the athletic director at USC right now. University of Spoiled Children.
Oh, there you go.
That's what Bill calls it. He said, you know how hard it is to kiss some of the girls there when they either have a silver spoon in their mouth or up their nose?
I heard that's what the Raiders did today with Buffalo, is they picked on the USC rookie.
Yeah, good news. That Buffalo team, boy, they played. They're
getting better. No, the defense.
Yep. Not only the defense, but go ahead and get 2 minutes.
No, Taylor, the quarterback, do you think he's
I like him.
I heard something about $30 million extension.
And when $30 million in NFL, that doesn't mean you're going to get $30 million.
No, does that mean 1 year, or you think that's 3 years?
What, $30 million for 1 year?
No, I'm just saying, what's the extension like?
I don't know. I'm not up on my Buffalo football.
Yeah, and it was just mentioned today, and I said, wow.
But I like him.
They got a decision to make.
I like him a lot. I like the way Buffalo's heading.
No, and he's only going to get better.
Yeah, see, you think that.
Well, no, but you do. I mean,
you hope.
Unless it's Kaepernick.
We got a lot of scores to do when we come back.
Oh.
We haven't done an update yet.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for that Minnesota.
Do you know my first real high school girlfriend? First real high school. Okay. I won't say her name. Her first name was Katie. Today's her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. What, December 4th?
Yeah.
Oh, my ex-girlfriend's December 3rd.
That means nothing to me.
Yesterday was my 40th anniversary of joining the Navy.
And we haven't been the same since.
And we celebrated with a Temple victory.
Hell yeah! Speaking of my Temple Owls, yeah. Hoorah! By the way, that sums up my career. If you do not know, you're four finalists to play for the national title.
Oh, they decided.
Yeah, do you know that?
No.
I'm glad to see you're keeping up on things. Sir.
Oh, man.
That would be Bama, Clemson.
Okay.
Want to take a guess at the other
two? Gee, surprise. Washington.
And Ohio State. Penn State's pissed.
At least.
They should be. Follow us on Twitter, @SportsOvernight. You can like our Facebook page. We're really lazy about Twitter, but you can like our Facebook page. It's Sports Overnight America. I'll get a hold of you there. Or just get a hold of me personally. I'm not a snob like Gabby. Just saying.
Well, I'm an international playboy, so.
Yeah.
Numerous times.
Yeah.
So that makes me international.
And you've also been chased out of Tijuana. Follow us on Twitter, @SportsOvernight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. My parents had a sense of HUMOUR. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. God help each and every one of you poor sons of bitches. Oh, Peter Gabriel, Genesis in the background. This is Sports Overnight America.
Use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
People say all kind of things to me, but mostly they just say,
yeah, take it, to yeah, more!
You know what we used to say about girls like that?
Thank you, God.
Yippee. Thank you, Mary Birdsong.
Was it Ruth Gordon? She goes, thanks, God, for sending me a live one.
What was that in?
Every Which Way But Loose. Or the second one.
Second one, yeah. Every Which Way You Can.
She, remember, she kicks the guy right in the groin.
Do you know
goes, what's
funny?
What are you doing?
She was in Harold and Maude, and you know, she was always stealing cars and driving like a lunatic. She never drove a car, in her life.
I love it. So. Great Columbo.
That's like, for example, what's the name of the guy who played Otis the drunk in the Andy Griffith Show? Guy never had a drink in his life. He was a fairly religious man. Never drank.
Oh, interesting.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Just a little Pink Floyd in the background, just because, from their Metal release in 1970. That was the gateway album between Adam Hart, Mother, and Dark Side of the Moon.
I always thought this song was the name Metal, but it's not.
No, One of These Days, I'm going to cut you into little pieces. This update is brought to you by the Prohammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code
Baseball.
Great deal for the Prohammer Bat. OG, let's start with the NFL. In Jacksonville, great place to watch a game unless you actually watch the game. Yep. Denver, 20-10 over the Jaguars.
Defensive touchdown.
Kansas City. Ooh. By Atlanta in Atlanta.
Did they get a safety at the end?
That's how they won it, 29-28. Man, elsewhere, Detroit 28-13 over New Orleans. That game played down on the Mardi Gras.
Yeah, on the road.
Green Bay won two in a row now. How about that?
There you go.
21-13 in the snow. They take care of Houston. That was cool to see snow, by the way.
I love it.
Likewise, there was snow in Chicago as the San Francisco 49ers went up early. Oh.
No, Kaepernick had dandruff.
6-0, and after that it was all Chicago. 26-6, your final score there. New England 26-10 over the Rams. My Ravens blew out Miami big time, 38-6.
That's a wild card spot. No, and you got the tiebreaker.
Actually, the Ravens are leading.
Right, but you're fighting Miami for the.
No, we're leading our division. Right
well,
now.
We'll see.
Okay, Cincinnati 32-14 over Philly. The honeymoon is over there.
Yeah,
both
teams.
Oakland and Buffalo played a really, really good game. Oakland wins again.
Man, they go crazy.
38-24 over the Bills. Do you know what the Bills cheerleaders are called?
I don't.
The Jills. True story.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Tampa wipes out your Thunderbolt and Lightning in San Diego, 28-21. Pittsburgh, easy time with the Giants. They didn't look good at all, 24-14. How about Arizona showing life, 31-23 over Washington? And, man, Seattle was up 30-7 at halftime over Carolina. They decided, you know, and they figured, okay, take the foot off the gas. No, 40-7.
Oh.
It was Seattle over Carolina.
I was going to say they came back.
I mean, unbelievable. Yeah. The Monday night game, by the way, in case you're curious, and by all accounts, most of you are not.
A classic.
It's good. It's going to be a classic between the JETS just end of the season's hosting Indianapolis. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. 1-800-878-7529. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. Oh, this is Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.